Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Exactly. Real stuff. And today, we're diving into something that's, well, pretty huge for anyone leading a marketing team right now, and that's all the changes AI is bringing.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a lot.
You sent over some seriously interesting material for this deep dive. Like, there's articles from Harvard Business Review, insights straight from Martecture's blog, even a look at how companies like Unilever, the big players, are actually putting AI to work. And oh, and that Wall Street Journal piece about AI's role in ad buying, that was fascinating.
Oh, yeah. That one was eye-opening for sure.
It really was. So I guess what we really want to get at today is, what does it even mean to be a CMO now in 2025 with AI agents and generative AI changing everything so fast? How do you as a marketing leader actually use these tools to get results without getting lost in all the hype or feeling like you're losing control?
Yeah, it's definitely a turning point. Like, the thing that jumps out right away is this almost this urgency from marketing leaders to adopt AI, especially as we head towards 2025.
Right.
Martecture's blog really stresses this, you know, they're saying AI isn't just a, oh, that's nice kind of thing anymore. It's essential. But this push to adopt, it's tricky. It creates this real dilemma for CMOs because it's not just about buying AI tools.
Oh, absolutely. Just having the tools isn't the answer. It's bigger than that.
Way bigger. It's about being strategic, you know? It's about thinking carefully.
Martecture is really clear on that, right? They say just throwing AI at your marketing challenges is not like a magic wand. It's not going to instantly fix everything. You can't just integrate these tools and then, boom, transformation.
No, not at all.
The real challenge, the way they put it, isn't actually having AI. It's about making smart choices about where and how to use it to really make a difference.
Yeah. It's that strategic thinking again, making sure everything aligns.
Exactly.
And this leads right into this really important distinction that Martecture talks about. Generative AI versus AI agents. Now, generative AI, the stuff that's creating all this content, text, images, all that, it's understandable why everyone's talking about it.
It's flashy, right? It's what we see.
Totally. But Martecture's argument is that it's the AI agents, these systems that can, you know, do tasks, make decisions on their own, that's where we're seeing the real ROI right now, for marketing at least.
And that's a key point, right? Generative AI can help you churn out tons of content, but as a CMO, I'd imagine you're more concerned with what that content actually achieves.
Absolutely. What's it doing? What's the impact?
And Martecture has this great example. This B2B company, they went all in on generative AI, just like everyone else, focusing on content. But then they realized their bottleneck, the thing that was slowing them down, it was in the actual running of their campaigns and managing leads in real time.
Yeah, the execution part, not the content itself.
Right. So they shifted gears, started using AI agents for those tasks. And guess what? Their lead conversion rate went up by like 37% in just 6 months. That's huge.
That's the kind of result you can take to the bank. You know, it proves the point that it's all about being able to act, not just create more stuff.
Right. You have to be able to do something with it. AI agents, they're taking data and using it to get to a goal, not just making more raw material, so to speak.
That's it. And that ties into another point that Martecture makes that I think is so important. The cost of investing in the wrong AI.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you put your money and effort in the wrong place, it's not just about the budget hit. You're losing time. You're wasting resources that could be used on strategies that actually work.
They had another example, this one with a Fortune 500 retailer. They invested in chatbots and AI-generated creative. Sounds cool, right?
Cutting edge.
Totally. But their conversion rates didn't budge.
Yeah.
Nothing. It wasn't until they implemented AI agents to get better at targeting their audience segments that they started seeing a return. A 22% ROI increase. And get this, they cut their wasted ad spend by 40%.
Wow.
It really highlights that your marketing AI, it needs to be focused on real, tangible business results, not just how much stuff it can churn out.
It's not about quantity, it's about quality.
Exactly.
And this whole idea fits perfectly with what we're seeing happening in companies like Unilever. Their CMO has been pretty open about how they're using AI, and it's interesting because it's not all about the content hype. They're actually using this NVIDIA Omniverse technology to create what they call digital twins of their products.
Digital twins. That sounds futuristic.
It is. Think of it as a super super realistic 3D simulation of a product.
Oh, interesting.
And it's making them so much more efficient.
So they're using these digital twins to get around that whole product photography thing, right? To make it faster, cheaper.
Exactly. Because they have these digital replicas, they can create product images for all their marketing stuff super fast. It streamlines this whole process that used to be such a hassle.
Makes sense. And it's working.
Big time. Like Tresemme Thailand, they managed to cut their content creation costs by a whopping 87%, and they doubled how fast they can produce content, all that. And they saw a 5% increase in purchase intent, too.
That's impressive.
And it's not just one brand. Unilever's entire beauty and well-being division, they're reporting savings of up to 55%, 65% faster turnaround on content, double the click-through rates. People are spending three times longer looking at their stuff. And they're not stopping there. They're using over 500 AI applications across the entire business. It's part of this big growth action plan 2030 they've got going on. It shows how committed they are to using AI for real measurable gains.
So what you're saying is when you use AI in a smart way to make your internal operations better, that's where a CMO can really see a difference.
Exactly. But things get a little different when we start looking at AI in advertising, like that Wall Street Journal article talked about.
Oh, right. That's a whole other ballgame. What are they calling it? Black box?
Yeah.
AI?
Yeah, there's definitely a bit of that going on because we've got these AI-powered platforms popping up everywhere, and they're designed to plan and buy ads. You've got Google with their Performance Max, Meta's got Advantage Plus, and these tools, they pretty much automate a lot of the campaign stuff based on what you tell them you want, like your budget, your sales goals, things like that.
So it's all about efficiency then, letting the AI handle it.
Yeah, the promise is that it's more efficient, that you might even get better results.
And doesn't Google's data kind of back that up? That you can sometimes get higher returns with these AI campaigns?
Sometimes, yeah. But there's this big concern, and it comes up a lot, about control or the lack of it and transparency.
Right. That whole black box thing. You put in your goals, the AI does its thing, but you don't really know how it's making decisions or even where your ads are ending up.
Exactly. And that can be really unsettling.
For sure.
There's this example in the article, this company called Lalo. They make baby products.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
So they're using Google's Performance Max and they are making sales, which is, you know, the goal. Mm. But they have no idea if their ads are actually reaching the right people, like the parents they're targeting, or if they're even showing up on the websites and apps that make sense for their brand.
That's got to be frustrating.
Very frustrating, especially for brands that really care about reaching specific audiences and making sure their brand is represented well, you know?
Absolutely. And this isn't just a small thing that's happening, right? Uh-huh. That Wall Street Journal article mentioned a prediction from OMD, that's an ad buying firm. They said AI buying agents could be running like 80% of digital media buys by 2030.
80%. That's a massive shift in how advertising works.
It really is.
And it means you, as a marketing leader, have to think about some pretty big trade-offs. You're giving up some control over things like targeting your audience, where your ads go, what they even look like. And like we talked about, you don't always know why the AI is doing what it's doing. You don't get that detailed performance breakdown.
Right, right. Less control, less insight.
Less insight. And there have been cases where this has backfired on brands. Like Event Ticket Center, they had this problem where their ads, their creatives, were ending up in other companies' ads because they were using Meta's Advantage Plus Say.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
No, not at all. And some of OMD's clients, they're actually steering clear of these fully automated AI buying tools because they're worried about not having enough control, especially if they have products with, you know, specific regulations or target audiences.
So it's a risk.
It is. But on the flip side, a lot of marketers are using these AI tools, especially if they're seeing a good return on their investment or if it makes setting up and running campaigns a lot easier. Like Event Ticket Center, they're still using the tools because they care about driving traffic to their site. And then there's Saks, the clothing brand. They've said that using these AI systems has actually cut down the time it takes them to find potential customers.
So it really comes down to each company figuring out what's most important to them, right? Mm-hmm. Control or efficiency.
Exactly. It's a balancing act.
Now, when you look at it from the tech company side, from Google and Meta's perspective, it seems like their main focus is just on, well, staying on top. Keeping their market share.
Right. Like Meta's leadership, they've been talking a lot about how popular their Advantage Plus shopping tool is and how they think it's going to be a big moneymaker for them. And Google, they're still investing tons of money in AI for creating ads and buying them.
So as AI starts controlling more and more of the marketing budget. The rest of the industry really needs to push back a bit and make sure that these tech platforms are actually working in the best interests of the advertisers.
Yeah, we need more transparency, more control in the areas that really matter for brand safety and making sure you're reaching the right people.
Makes sense.
So for you as a CMO, being in charge of marketing in the middle of this whole AI revolution, it really is a tightrope walk. On one side, you've got this amazing potential, the chance to do things way more efficiently, save money, and maybe even run better campaigns like we saw with Unilever and that whole trend of using AI to buy ads.
Right, there's some real benefits there.
Huge benefits. But then on the other side, like Martecture says, you absolutely have to be strategic. You can't just jump on every new AI thing that comes along. You have to look at your own marketing operations, figure out where your bottlenecks are, where the opportunities are, and that's where you use AI, where it'll make the biggest difference.
That's where you get the most bang for your buck.
Absolutely. And when it comes to ad buying, specifically, that whole question of control versus efficiency, that's really, really important. AI might be able to automate a lot, but you can't forget about the black box aspect. You have to make sure that what the AI is doing actually fits with your brand and how you want to connect with your audience.
You're giving up some control,
right?
But you don't want to give up your entire strategy.
Right. And it seems like as a CMO today, you have to be constantly checking how things are performing and pushing the tech companies to be more open about what their AI is doing.
You have to advocate for yourself and your brand.
Exactly. And that leads to a big question that I think every CMO needs to think about. As AI gets more and more embedded in marketing, how do we make sure that human creativity and strategic thinking don't get lost in the process?
How do we keep that human touch, that connection with the audience?
That's the key, because at the end of the day, we're trying to build relationships, not just run algorithms. And what are the skills, the perspectives that marketing leaders will need to not just survive, but really thrive in this new world of AI-powered marketing?
Big questions, for sure.
Definitely food for thought.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Real stuff.
See you next time.